Do you support the SCIG project? Yes or no? Why?
We need to explain what that is. That is a rail yard over on the west side that is being proposed by the BNSF.
Mm-hmm.
As a way to move the goods that come from the port instead of bringing the trucks down to the port, doing an off-dock ramp. The difficulty is the City of Long Beach right now, we're litigants against that plan because there's a great concern, and I know Mr. Otter brought up about not asking for the social benefits. We always ask for social benefits. That's what this litigation's about. We feel that that community over there deserves to have a real mitigation, not an illusory buffer wall, but something more substantial. And that's the reason that we've gone forward and filed the litigation against the project. We're hopeful that something can be worked out, but I can't speak for the rest of the council, but I know that we're steadfast in insisting that that project not negatively impact the community in which it's located adjacent to. So we're litigating against the project currently, and all of us, it was a unanimous vote.
Yeah, I concur with Councilor Shipsky. I think do I support the project? Yes. As far as, but at the same time, we are extremely concerned about the way the current proposal as it stands, and the council unanimously voted to be a litigant in a suit. And the main reason is because we think the project can be better. We think there should be zero emissions. That should be part of the development. We believe that there could be a much more aggressive community benefit program. And quite frankly, right now there isn't much of that. And so if we're going to have that type of project that is absolutely going to have an impact on communities, there has to be mitigation on the other side. And so I think that's something that we can all agree on. There is an ability. There are actually some really great and could be some great environmental benefits out of a project like that. But we've got to be very aggressive when it comes to mitigation. I think the days of projects happening without there being community benefits are over in the City of Long Beach. And I think we've got to be aggressive. I know Councilmember Shipsky and I have had many conversations with the representatives at BNSF. And I think there's strong interest in moving something in a responsible way. And the community, quite frankly, is demanding that.
Well, I would like to support the community and what the community thinks is right for them. When BNSF first came to my office around 2005 or 6 to talk about the project, frankly, I was horrified because it involved how many trucks? 1,000 trucks a day going through the west side of Long Beach, in part an industrial area, adjacent to a residential area, adjacent to schools, the U.S. vets out there on the west side. There's a big Cambodian temple. I mean, there's all kinds of uses where there are people. And these trucks would be rumbling by them every single day, and they would be ruining our streets. There was no, interest in helping the City of Long Beach. It was almost a done deal when they came and proposed the project. So I was pretty upset. I really disliked it. And I'm glad the EJ community has stepped up and challenged the project. And, you know, when you think about mitigation, it already assumes there's harm. I don't know whether that harm could ever be mitigated. So I'm very concerned about the project. I think it's sad. I think it's sad that it never, there were no alternatives to enter a rail yard from the west side. Do we want fewer trucks on the 710? Yes, but not the way the project is currently proposed.
I have deep concerns about the project as well. And yet, people have to understand that the decision was a decision that was made by the Port of Los Angeles. It wasn't a decision that was made by the City of Long Beach. And what I feel the worst about is I think Long Beach had a real opportunity to cut a deal, to come up with something that would really have benefited Long Beach, and we weren't able to do it. And I don't think we put our best efforts into it, and I feel bad about that because it's a and now we're in litigation, and we will be in litigation for an extremely long time over this. And sometimes that's a benefit of its own, but I have grave concerns about the project. I've talked to people in the neighborhood. I've toured the neighborhood. I've driven with neighborhood residents down the Terminal Island Freeway, and we've talked about these environmental effects, these health effects that are and will be occurring. So very concerned.